Hi everyone, this is Justin McCraw, editor here at Dumpling Magazine, and this past Saturday, March 31st, 2012, we were able to see Dave Boyle's latest film, Daylight Savings, which can be considered Surrogate Valentine 2. After the show, we sat down with musician and actor Go Nakamura to discuss his music, his acting, and any future projects he has coming up. So we hope you enjoy, and enter our contest to win a DVD of Daylight Savings, which can only be found at film festivals and through Dave Boyle's Kickstarter page. So enjoy, and thank you for listening.
How much of yourself made it into the first go, as opposed to maybe this go?
The second one?
Yeah.
So the first one, I'd never acted before, so Dave was just kind of careful not to try to overload me with too many things. So, I just kind of was myself more, but this one, there's more of a plot, kind of like a story, and there's also a lot of stuff in there that I normally would not say or do, so it's more of an acting experience, and so I guess to answer your question, maybe the first one is probably 80% me, and then this one is probably 30 to 40% me. Yeah. So there's also four writers on the second one, so a lot more things coming from different directions. Yeah. So
do you have Cousin Mike's ringtone on your phone now?
I do. Yeah, I never use it, it's just too annoying. But it's just something that I met him in Chicago a couple years ago, and he would always do it, and it was just hilarious. And then he texted it to me one day, and then I thought it'd be funny as a ringtone.
So that's how it ended up in the first movie,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it's actually on iTunes, if you're, on your iPhone app, if you look for it in the store.
And then it's sort of weird, but when I saw the first film, I was watching it last night, and I saw sort of some of myself in the character.
Oh, cool.
How do you think Go is kind of universal, or sort of that presence about him is sort of universal?
It's just kind of everyone has a broken heart at some point, just trying to deal with it, I guess. And especially the first movie, it's just kind of pining after the girl who wants to put you on the friends ladder, you're just trying to figure out how to overcome that, I guess. But yeah.
Do you think it helps you create better music, that hard?
I think so, yeah. I wish it weren't that way. I wish I could just, kind of move on and write songs about other things, but which I will. Which I will. But yeah.
What kind of roadblocks have you encountered as far as being an Asian American musician, or do you view yourself as being just a musician?
Yeah, just being a musician. But I do have friends who were in bands where they would be playing showcases, and then some producer guy would be like, "Oh man, you're not the right look or something for this band or whatever," and that always pissed me off. So I never kind of stood for that. So I was just screw it, I'm just gonna do my own thing. And so luckily I've never had to deal with that directly, but just from hearing horror stories from other musicians, But overall it's pretty colorblind,
Oh, that's ugly. And then describe sort of what it's like to have your Kickstarter funded 1.5 times over what you were looking for.
It's unbelievable, man. Totally, I was really scared, actually. I was I don't know if this is the right thing to do. But, I did release an album before and made it a free download. So, I thought, okay, cool. If you really like that album, then, maybe you'll help support my newer works. But I also put myself in the shoes of a fan, because I actually support a lot of Kickstarters too, so I can understand that feeling of wanting to be part of something and make it happen. So
can you name any of those Kickstarters that you sort of helped on?
Yeah, my friend name's Odessa Chen, she put out an album. Another friend named Shenandoah Davis. There's another movie, it's actually Lin Chen's husband, Lin who played the love interest in the first one. It's called The Man's Guide to Love, and they're trying to make this feature. But you guys hanging out, or?
I just want to get a DVD.
Oh yeah, actually I have one. Oh. You want the?
Here we had a few fans interrupt us seeking CDs, DVDs, and autographs. And I apologize for the audio quality. We were in the auditorium, actually, when we did the interview. So we continue now with a woman who's just received a DVD from Go, and she's asking about his first love interest from the first film, Rachel, played by Lin Chen, and if we can expect to see Go and her get together in a possible third film.
So, yeah, I know how the third one's going to end.
Because, okay, don't tell me yet.
All right. It's actually, yeah, it's a nice...
I have seen the Valentine
one. Oh, man.
You should have, like, a marker pen. I've noticed people usually have those.
Yeah. I gave it to Dave.
Oh, okay.
No, I like it.
And then you can keep his pen, too.
What
we made a bunch of pens.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Just a couple more quick questions.
Sure.
Do you see yourself trying to maybe do more acting in the future, or sort of sticking with music for now, or only with Dave Doyle?
No, I would love to try to act. But as far as like going to auditions, I don't know if I could stomach that. I just know so many LA actors who it just messes with their head. I think it drives them nuts, you know. But especially for like Asian roles, you know, I don't want to like play a delivery guy or like some like version of Long Duck Dong or something, you know. But yeah, as long as
it's a classic,
but it's, you know, it's still kind of a painful movie to watch. But yeah, if Dave wants to do something, totally fine. But I'm always going to do the music thing. Mm-hmm.
And then in an interview at South by Southwest, Dave Boyle sort of said that he met you at a party and was sort of captivated by the way you moved and everything. And how did that sort of translate into the character Danny from the first film? Like, is that sort of like how Danny met you and was like sort of involved in the go of that movie and stuff?
It wasn't that bad. Like, the Danny character's totally exaggerated and version of like one of those LA guys that I'm kind of talking about. But, I just met him very casually at a film festival like this, and, you know, he doesn't really drink, because he's a Mormon, but, so I got a beer, and he's eating, like, chocolate cake. I'm like, that's your dinner? He's like, yeah, man. And then, you know, we just hit it off, and so that's what I love about film festivals, just meet like-minded, creative people, and, you know, he's just like a machine, man. Putting out movies every year. I always say he's one of those guys who he'll tell you about a project and then a year later he like hands it to you. I'm like, how'd you do that, man? I think it's because he doesn't drink, you know, he doesn't party.
Has a lot of free time.
Yeah. Driven.
And then what can we expect from you aside from sort of what's going on with the Kickstarter?
So I'll just tell you what my next project is. It's a musical travel show. I'm going to make a Kickstarter for it. And sort of like No Reservations, right, that Anthony Bourdain show, but instead of food, it's going to be going to different studios and then inviting different local musicians and interviewing them and then just having a recording session. Just kind of, you know, I guess my pitch is that everybody has, you know, different chefs have different recipes how to make like a soup or something. Every musician has a different way that they make an album, you know, so I just want to explore that.
And then would you post that on YouTube or trying to get
some
kind of
cable
channel?
Yeah, it'll be like a web store, a web show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really awesome.
So, yeah.
And then when can we expect that? This year?
If it gets funded, hopefully it'll be done by July. So,
okay.
Yeah. Episode 1.
Okay.
And that wraps up our interview. We'd like to thank Go Nakamura and Dave Boyle, as well as the Cleveland International Film Festival, for bringing such a film to Cleveland. And if you'd like to try and win a copy of the DVD to Daylight Savings, you can follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. And all people who are our friends or liked us on Twitter between now and April 15th will have a shot at winning the DVD. And be sure to go to Kickstarter.com and search for Daylight Savings. And be sure to help fund Boyle and Nakamura's Daylight Savings and help get it on the road and into even more people's hands. So Thanks again, and thank you for reading Dumpling Magazine.
Together, everything you own, your shoes, your clothes, a book of poems and letters that spell out my heart to you. And somewhere in this book of dreams, I'm paging you, I courtesy. And call me please, say that you stay with me.